Hey, this is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and I've had a bit of a change of heart about something. Actually, there's something that perhaps I was wrong about in the past. Shock horror, right? So I'm right now doing some, I'd recently finished this article, and I am right now, perhaps by the time you see this video, I will have published this really great infographic about what we've learned about piracetam. And as any of you who are well acquainted with the nootropics biohacking world are well aware of, piracetam is something that they're doing double-blind, placebo-controlled human research on all the time. Every year there's a new group of studies and interesting information that comes out about piracetam. And the vast majority of it is really, really positive. What I did, of course, was I went through and I took a look at all the different studies that were coming out in the past year. And then, as per my usual methodology of trying to figure out what's really going on with these supplements and figure out the information that you really need to know, I took a look at probably several hundred different anecdotal user reports about piracetam. And I came across a statistically significant finding that I want to talk to you about, which I'm going to term the post-piracetam intelligence deficit. Looking at piracetam, looking at anecdotal reports of it, what I heard is that the things that you usually hear about piracetam, which is that people go on piracetam and either immediately or after like 10 to 14 days of using piracetam, they find that it increases their motivation and energy. It improves their long-term memory. It improves their short-term working memory, their ability to, you know, do problem solving. It improves their cognition. I heard all of those things that you hear repeatedly about piracetam. However, what I also heard, what I also encountered in a statistically significant quantity among these anecdotal reports is that some people, a minority of people, are reporting that after they go off the piracetam, after they cycle off of it for a meaningful amount of time, these different measures of intelligence, they're reporting that they have a deficit of these different measures of intelligence, of these different capacities of cognition. They're below baseline after they go off of piracetam. And this is a bit troubling. Clearly, this is not what we want from piracetam. This is not what we want from our smart drugs, right? And I've got a couple of explanations. I've got a couple of explanations for these. Again, it's about 10 to 15% of the anecdotal reports from users. So it's a minority. It's relatively rare that we're getting reports of these negative effects. But I thought I'd talk about it anyways, because I've got some suggestions for mitigating the chances of having a negative experience with piracetam. So in the majority of the cases, the people who are reporting these negatives were people that were using piracetam at extreme dosages. They were people that were doing it at they were going north of 10 grams a day of piracetam. In fact, some of them were doing 20 grams, which is that seems a bit insane to me. I've never done that much piracetam. There's no reason to think that that much piracetam is going to kill you or going to cause you to have some sort of overreaction. But that's what I was hearing, was they were using piracetam at extreme dosages, and they were not combining it with choline, Alcar, or potassium. And with piracetam, it really stimulates the acetylcholine system. It really upregulates that acetylcholine system, which is this very intricate system, which intertwines itself with all these other different systems of the body and all these other different mental faculties that you have. And it's important that you nourish the acetylcholine system if you're going to be long-term stimulating it, upregulating it with paracetam. And so you're going to want to add these other things. You're going to want to add a choline source, something like alpha-GPC, ideally. And you're also going to want to have some Alcar if you're using paracetam in the long term. And then you're also going to want to have potassium as a pretty good idea to make sure that your adenosine, to make sure that that hormone is in balance, is the way that it should be. And some other things that I was seeing, or some other explanations I have for this post-paracetam intelligence deficit. A lot of the people that are reporting this are people that have a history of drug abuse or a unstable mental health history. So again, if you're a person that has some demons in your past that struggles a bit with mental health, you're going to want to use your paracetam at a reasonable dosage. You're not going to be wanting to get crazy like these people. And then I'm also going to say that there's probably a lot of these cases are resulting from poor self-knowledge. You know, I think there's a lot of people out there that use paracetam as like their first smart drug or one of the first nootropics ever. And they have this experience where they're like, wow, you know, my mind works a whole lot better and I don't forget my keys and people's names anymore. And I've got like a newfound zest for life and for accomplishing things. And the snow is whiter and the sky is bluer and the roses are redder. You know, it imbues people with like some real, you know, brings your childhood back in a sense for a lot of people. And I think that when they go off of paracetam, they go back to their normal unenhanced state. They go back to being the way that they were. And because they have not great self-knowledge, you know, a lot of times these are people that paracetam is the gateway drug, quite literally and figuratively, to personal development for them. They haven't done things like journaling or meditation or Dulin Back. So they don't have a really quantified, really specific idea of what their baseline is for their verbal intelligence and things like that anyways. And so when they go off of paracetam, it feels like they are worse off than they were when they were on it. That's what I think is probably going on with a lot of these cases. But I also think that post-paracetam intelligence deficit is a real thing for a lot of people. And what I did was I wanted to get a little bit more specific about this because I was like, this is a bit of a troubling trend, even if it's only like 10 to 15%. So I pulled and surveyed a couple of the nootropics groups on Facebook, and I said, okay, what percentage of you people feel like after you had cycled off of paracetam or the racetams for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, what percentage of you felt like your mind had improved for the better afterwards? What percentage of you said, like, no difference? What percentage of you said, hey, I just return to my baseline? And then how many of you feel like you're worse off of the racetam? And to date, and I'll link to these polls because it may change and perhaps the people watching this video are going to want to participate in this, but to date, about 50% of the respondents of biohackers that had used racetams said that, interestingly, that racetams had improved their mind for the better even when they went off of the racetams. So that's pretty good news. I'm going to put on my gloves because I'm freaking cold out here and I'm going to get a frost nipped fingers. So about 50% said that it improved their memory. And then a minority said, the smallest group after that said that they had just returned to baseline. They were back to normal, unenhanced them when they went off of it. And actually nobody responded saying specifically that it made them dumber, that they were worse off after trying piracetam. So that's kind of a good sign. But again, I think it's probably around 10 to 15% of the piracetam users are going to have a post-piracetam deficit afterwards. And this is my suggestion to them, is that when you go on piracetam, you are going to have all this extra brain power and you're going to have all this extra motivation. And I suggest that you do something constructive with that in regards to your own mind. So I suggest that what you do is when you are using piracetam, when you cycle on it, whether it's the first time you ever try piracetam or you're just cycling back on after a break from it for whatever reason, I suggest that you stack piracetam with other things that are going to exercise and improve your mind. Maybe things that usually you just don't quite have enough discipline, you don't quite have enough motivation, you don't quite have enough extra willpower to take on and habituate as part of your life. So I suggest that you combine on the days that you're taking your piracetam, which, you know, it'll probably end up being like 5 to 6 days out of the week for you, that on those days you devote anywhere from between like 20 minutes a day to 40 minutes a day doing some other mind exercises, doing things like dual end back brain training, doing things like reading books, like pick out a book that you've been meaning to read that's like a intellectually challenging book and sit down and read that book for like 30 minutes a day while you're dosed on the piracetam so that you are, you know, building your powers of focus. You can work on doing your 20 minutes of meditation throughout the day. Maybe if you've been, you know, slacking a little bit and not going to the gym like you should be, you know, it's January here, so it's that time of the year when we're thinking about these things. Maybe you can be a bit more disciplined about going to the gym. And if you are, or you know, maybe you could download the Duolingo app on your smartphone and you could work on a second language, or you could refresh a second language that you learned in the past, but that's gotten a little bit rusty at this point. And if you do some other brain exercising things that are going to increase the density of your gray matter and make you a more dynamic, robust, intellectual actor, along with piracetam, these positive things are going to build your brain. They're going to be all the more effective because you're on piracetam. Potentially, they're going to be like drastically more effective as tools for your personal development. And then at some point in the future, when you go off of the piracetam, the positive effects that these things have on your mind and on your personal development are going to drastically outweigh whatever the perceived or actual post-piracetam intelligence deficit is that you have. So if you're a person that you're looking for like a done-for-you smart drug, if you're looking for just a pill that you can pop that's going to do all your personal development for you and make your life better for you without you having to do anything, if that's what you're looking for and that's what you think piracetam is, and you use piracetam alone without pursuing any other personal development things along with it, and you use piracetam at excessive dosages like some of these dumbasses on Reddit, then you might end up like them, complaining about a post-piracetam intelligence deficit. That's my thoughts. Go ahead and make sure you check out the article that I go more in depth on this. And I also talk about a lot of other interesting findings and interesting kind of developments with piracetam. Piracetam is an oldie, but a goldie. Every year there's new interesting things we find out about it, new ways to use it, new reasons to consider adding it to your stack. Anyways, I'm a bit cold out here, ready to go in. So is my camera woman. So as always, I'm Jonathan, and I look forward to a continued conversation with you.
Blow them a kiss.
Mwah.
Born in a Belgian lab, 1964. Not a stimulant rush, not a shortcut score. Cornell, New Georgia coined a brand new lane, a drug that helps the brain without frying the brain. Not speed, not hype, not borrowed fire, but learning itself, climbing a little higher. Pleasantly intense focus prevails, verbal intelligence subtly sharpens, and words flow with fluency and rhythm. Long-term memory no longer felt like paging through dusty tomes in a library, but like a Google search, crisp, instantaneous, associative. An energizing sensation of optimism about the work ahead and the challenges presenting themselves. 600 studies, humans in the mix. Memory dyslexia, post-stroke tricks. Membranes get fluid, neurons converse. Acetylcholine rises, signal to verse. Not dopamine spikes or jittery thrills, but smoother cognition and quieter wills. Baseline effects, not a party night glow. You take it for months, then suddenly know that a recall feels easier, concepts align. An abstract thought stretches space and time. Plasticity whispers, synapses adapt. The brain rehearses what it once tapped. Presently intense focus prevails, verbal intelligence subtly sharpens, and words flow with fluency and rhythm. Long-term memory no longer felt like paging through dusty tomes in a library, but like a Google search, crisp, instantaneous, associative. I did, however, notice a few times when I was fired up, getting a little frustrated with people around me who were slower than I was. Safe as they come, no toxicity fear. LD50 so high, it's almost absurdly clear. Water soluble, kidney safe, fine. Stack it with your line or cognition declines. Not magic, not instant, not cheat code art. Just sharpening tools you already start. Is it subtle? Yes. Is it boring? Maybe. But boring is what real upgrades pay me. The first nootropic still standing tall. Not flashy, not banned, but outlasting them all. If cognition's a blade, not a fireworks show. Focus prevails, verbal intelligence subtly sharpens, and words flow with fluency and rhythm. Long-term memory no longer felt like paging through dusty tomes in a library, but like a Google search, crisp, instantaneous, associate. She was the first smart drug that made me say, whoa, I could get myself into all out of some trouble with this flow. The world is dangerous. Shouldn't you be too? So download the most meritorious meta-analysis and grandiloquent guide waiting in the description. Paracetam won't make you reckless, but it might just make you a direly dangerous dude. Or dudette.